Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 23, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 25. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then the entire council took Jesus to Pilate, the Roman governor. They began to state their case. "This man has been leading our people astray by telling them not to pay their taxes to the Roman government, and by claiming he is the Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You have said it." Pilate turned to the leading priests and to the crowd and said, "I find nothing wrong with this man." Then they became insistent, "But he is causing riots by his teaching wherever he goes, all over Judea, from Galilee to Jerusalem." "Oh, is he a Galilean?" Pilate asked. When they said that he was, Pilate sent him to Herod Antipas, because Galilee was under Herod's jurisdiction, and Herod happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. Herod was delighted at the opportunity to see Jesus, because he had heard about him and had been hoping for a long time to see him perform a miracle. He asked Jesus question after question, but Jesus refused to answer. Meanwhile, the leading priests and the teachers of religious law stood there shouting their accusations. Then Herod and his soldiers began mocking and ridiculing Jesus. Finally, they put a royal robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate, who had been enemies before, became friends that day. Then Pilate called together the leading priests and other religious leaders, along with the people, and he announced his verdict. "You brought this man to me, accusing him of leading a revolt. I have examined him thoroughly on this point in your presence, and find him innocent. Herod came to the same conclusion and sent him back to us. Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty. So I will have him flogged, and then I will release him." Some manuscripts and older translations of the Bible add this verse: "Now it was necessary for him to release one prisoner to them during the Passover celebration." Then a mighty roar rose from the crowd, and with one voice they shouted, "Kill him, and release Barabbas to us." Barabbas was in prison for taking part in an insurrection in Jerusalem against the government, and for murder. Pilate argued with them, because he wanted to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time he demanded, "Why? What crime has he committed? I have found no reason to sentence him to death. So I will have him flogged, and then I will release him." But the mob shouted louder and louder, demanding that Jesus be crucified, and their voices prevailed. So Pilate sentenced Jesus to die as they demanded. As they had requested, he released Barabbas, the man in prison for insurrection and murder. But he turned Jesus over to them to do as they wished. Once again, that was Luke chapter 23 verses 1 through 25 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Following the mob leads to injustice. The mob cried out for the death of the Messiah, the crucifixion of an innocent man. A Roman governor with the mightiest army in the world was too afraid to stand up to the angry mob. What was right was ignored under the cries of the crowd. The Son of God was condemned by the mob, religious leaders, and political powers. This is the greatest act of injustice in history. We know that the mob mentality leads to crooked thinking and horrible injustices, and yet most people still go with the flow of the masses. Social media has only increased the problem. Very few people are doing hard thinking about what is right, and when challenged to think deeply, most refuse, because it is easier to just go with the flow of the world. This story is a warning against the mentality of the crowd. Following Jesus means we accept his strength and stand up for what is right, even when it goes against the crowd. Being a Christian means you accept God's standard for what is right, not the mob's. To know God's standard, you must know God's word more than the words of the world. You need to be in community with other Christians who are committed to the way of Christ. Following Jesus also means speaking the truth in love to the world, knowing the mob will typically reject you. Speak up anyway, with love and truth. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What does the unjust trial of Jesus reveal about human nature? When have you had to stand for Jesus against the crowd? What can give you strength to stand up for what is right, even when it is unpopular? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.